Do you think there's no place like home for the holidays? We'll explore some options for getting away at Christmas time with our listeners a little later in the hour ahead on today's Travel with Rick Steves. But if you like the scent of great cooking to fill your house, we'll get you inspired by the cuisine of Naples and southern Italy in just a bit. Let's start with a taste of the almost religious reverence for codfish that you'll find in Portugal. The Portuguese love fish, especially cod. Cod has been a staple there since the 1700s, but they don't eat it fresh. It's imported from the North Atlantic, salted hard as a log, and then soaked in water. I've long wondered how it is that a country that eats more fish per capita than any other has as its most popular fish a fish they import from Norway or from Greenland, and they never serve it fresh. We're joined now by two Portuguese guides, Robert Wright and Cristina Duarte, to learn more about the Portuguese love of cod, dried, salted cod. Cristina, Robert, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that was my take on the cod situation. Robert, was that accurate?
It's completely accurate. Okay. It's amazing when you think about how Portugal eats more fish per capita than even the Japanese do.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And yet they have this wonderful, like, brick hard, but it transforms into something delicious and it's something you start to crave.
You do.
Yes. That,
when I get to bacalhau, it's one of the few words I know in Portuguese is bacalhau.
Yes.
Cristina, what is the historical background? Why is this?
The historical background is that we are Atlantic, so we are always bathed by the Atlantic Ocean, but the packs of fish that passes in the Atlantic area over there they are quite small fish, like sardines, mackerel.
Oh, that's right. A lot of sardines.
Yes, bream, bass, but they are small. They dry also. Some of them they can dry, but it is not the same amount, volume as a codfish.
Mm-hmm.
The codfish is huge. Mm-hmm. So in the 1400s, when we started to go, 1500s, going with the discovery spirit, trying to make our way mm-hmm. out of the economic situation for Portugal, we started to go a little bit to north, to east, to somewhere, and we found out that there is this huge fish, very nutritious, mm-hmm. and that you can eat everything out of it. You can eat from the tail to the skin, the cheeks, the tongues, the eyes, everything. So it's like the pork of the water.
The pork
and
of the sea.
Yes,
the
because you eat everything.
Only Portuguese could call cod the pork of
the sea.
Yes. I love it.
Because you eat everything. And that's why the 365 recipes, because you just take everything from
it. Now, I want to get a cooking lesson in a moment, but I'm still interested in this historical background, because a big issue 500 years ago was refrigeration.
Yes.
There was none.
So it was necessary, not only, a person fishes the fish, now how do we keep it?
Right.
And how do we transport it? So the best is to flatten. So all
flatten it.
Flat
okay.
is good. Flat is good to transport. And it occupies less space.
It's like
space.
A bunch of 2x10s.
Exactly.
Stack them up.
Stack them 2x10s. And you can eat it.
And so you open it, you put salt to preserve it.
Okay.
And once arriving to mainland, you put it to dry.
So they would actually, they'd go up to Greenland or Norway or Newfoundland.
Norway, yes, because it is cold water.
They'd fill the bottoms of their boats with cod.
Yes.
It's salted, it's dried.
Yes, yes.
And then so it would survive.
Yes,
and
they
could feed their sailors while they're working.
While they're working.
And they come home and they sell it and
exactly.
they got their money.
And another thing is that we are traditionally a Catholic country.
Ah.
So we had actually need of fish. I mean, every Friday we needed to eat fish. And the 14 days of the Lent.
Of Lent.
And
yeah.
then Christmas and all the big celebrations.
New Year's.
Yes.
So, basically, in
cod
we trust.
A cod we trust, exactly.
Oh, right. Now, then you had this interesting 20th century history with a dictator, Salazar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And economy was bad. Meat is expensive.
People were starving, and especially the north of Portugal, where we have the smallest and the most active fishing villages. And in winter, it's very tough and rough, the Atlantic Ocean in Portugal. So most of the fishermen could not get out on the sea. So it was tough to go also on the North Sea to Iceland and to Norway and even to Canada. So
But with the tough economy.
We are talking about 40, 50, sometimes 60 boats, entire villages going. And Salazar, knowing that this was an important industry and a huge amount of people going, So he was actually organizing these campaigns, the cod campaigns, and there was a boat, a hospital boat, to give them support in case of something happening.
Okay, so Salazar recognized that fish would be more affordable with a terrible economy than red meat, and he subsidized and encouraged the cod industry. And then in 1974, Salazar's gone, but people grew up eating cod, and Robert, it just, the taste is there, is that the deal?
The taste is there, and basically it becomes one of those things that you identify with home cooking, and it's something that you really...
It's mama's cooking.
It's mama's, yeah. It's
grandma's cooking.
Yeah, it's from home. So I think everybody has their own favorite take on the traditional Portuguese cod recipes.
So take me into a shop first. You go to a shop, and it feels you're almost going like a lumber shop. It's stacked up there, literally.
First of all, you don't even have to walk into the shop first because you smell it.
To smell
from
it.
Far away. You do, definitely. It's a very, it's not a fishy smell, but it's a very salty smell.
Yeah.
And so you walk in, even in a grocery store, if you were to visit Portugal and just take a tour of your local supermarket, as soon as you walk toward a certain section, you smell that pungent salt. You're like, oh, it's the cod section.
And you can pick
we're
it up.
Here.
It feels like picking up a baseball bat.
You are, yeah.
You can knock it and definitely. It sounds like knock on wood.
Yeah.
Is there any sense of quality or is cod cod?
Oh, lots of different variations between quality. So depending on where it's fished, where it comes from.
Exactly.
And also the cut of where it's from. So some parts of cod have a little bit more flesh.
You can spend more and be thankful that you're spending more because you're getting better quality.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking cod in Portugal with two local guides, Robert Wright and Cristina Duarte. When you go to Portugal, they say, there's a different way to cook cod every day of the year. What's an example of these recipes that people are so excited about?
Well, a lot of these have either a component of being like a sauté dish or like a casserole. So that's kind of like the basic ones you're going to find.
Okay.
The one that is my personal favorite is the one that everybody eats so often is bacalhau à brás. It's in the style of brás. It was actually
a
dish.
Oh, is that a place?
A person.
It's a person. It was created in Lisbon, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dish itself was created in a small cafe in Lisbon that basically people are like, this is a darn good combination of ingredients.
Bravo,
we love
brás.
It.
Yeah, right.
We love it. So we're going to name the dish after him. It's basically cod that's been desalted because you have to desalt either for 1 or 2 days. The base is roasted or baked potatoes, sometimes even fried potatoes. It depends on, everybody has their own variation. And then it's just basically onions that are sautéed until they're pretty much translucent and super, super soft and sweet. It sweetens up the onions. And then you mix all these ingredients together, a little bit of salt and pepper, sliced black olives, and then traditionally you put parsley on top.
Ah.
You can put cilantro if
you
want.
So if you go to a restaurant, just a hole-in-the-wall restaurant or a nice neighborhood restaurant, you can look for bacalhau à brás. And that would be the good, sort of the basic
the
way
basic.
To measure it.
Yeah.
Now, it was sitting in salt. Do some dishes have the cod that you actually eat saltier than other dishes, or is it always going to taste salty?
It shouldn't. And that's the key. It's like if you go to a place and you order a dish that has a cod dish that tastes a little too salty, they haven't desalted the cod enough.
Ah.
Well, but as Portuguese, I have a different opinion, is for us, it's very difficult to evaluate how is the salt.
It is.
So if you don't want risk, what I normally advise to foreigner people, if you don't risk to have a salted cod, the best is to get some recipes like à brás, which you have shredded cod.
Yeah.
But if you ask for a dish that is a nice slice, high slice of cod, you have a very huge probability of getting some salt out of it.
Sure. Cristina, you're a mother, you're going shopping. Take us through the whole process. You go to the shop, how do you buy it? What do you look for? And then when you take it home, how do you serve it to your children?
Yeah, so I go to the place where the cod is. I look for one that I like it white. So I can see it what is more light white, and I don't like it very high because
so
very
a thin
high
slice, thin is better for you.
Thin is better for me because what we are looking is a fish that it has no water, so is dehydrated. Okay, so it means that when I'm going to desalt it, it's going to be high.
So you're
going to
hydrate
when
you
desalt exactly.
It.
Yes, yeah. when I desalt.
How long does that take? And how, you take
depends
it home and
how thick it is. So that's why I like it smaller.
Okay,
and flatter.
You toss it in the
because, pan of water?
Yes, in a pan of water. But as, before that, I asked the lady in the shop to cut it as I want. Mm-hmm. So I can cut the sides, you know, that are thinner.
How do they and cut they, it? Do they cut it like
oh,
with
they
a
have
saw?
A huge, no, they have like a huge, a guillotine almost.
Oh, like a big paper cutter
yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, right. A paper cutter. And they cut it, the slices as you want, how big slices okay. you want and how you want it. So already from the shop, I already decide if I'm wanted to do it on the oven, just boiled or fried or shredded.
So you cut it according to how you plan to cook
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I normally do the shredded parts, the parts that are not that noble. You see, like the girls and
the
also the tail.
The gills. So the less noble parts are,
yes.
That's the throwaway parts
yes.
for
yeah,
the rich
exactly.
people.
Yes, exactly. Yes, but you don't throw away. So you shred those parts or the
yeah,
head,
nice.
The cheeks, also the tail.
Cristina Duarte comes to us from Lisbon. Robert Wright is a former Lisbon resident who now lives in Spain. They're filling us in on the central place of codfish in the home cooking of Portugal right now on Travel with Rick Steves.
You've got a lot of festivals, and in mm-hmm. Portugal, there's just an enthusiasm for festivals. Robert, how is cod worked into Christmas time, for example?
For me, actually, Christmas is synonymous with cod, but actually for also New Year's Eve.
What's another festival use of cod? For your family, is it New Year's Eve also?
Yeah. No, it is Christmas. Mm. Yes.
Explain the Christmas
and
festival.
The Christmas, what it is more traditional is it's very boring and very natural, which is just boiled with vegetables and potatoes. But as it is not very rich and it is a festivity day,
yeah.
So more and more we do some other recipes.
Okay.
And my mom loves to do it with breadcrumbs. And
well,
the spinach.
It's good that it's...
And sometimes some shrimp also.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have a lot of extra flavor to it.
Yes.
Because the Portuguese desserts come out afterwards.
Oh, yes.
So at least it elevates the, right. the arrival yes. of the dessert. We've had a lot of cod. Now
and there is
the
another secret for a good cod. It requires very good olive oil. That is, oh, yes.
Spanish olive oil.
No, Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Oh, my goodness.
Portuguese.
No. All right. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking cod in Portugal with Robert Wright and Cristina Duarte. Next time I go to Portugal, my first dinner, bacalhau.
Yeah, bacalhau.
Abraço. Obrigado.
Obrigado.
How do you say bon appetit?
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Save room for dessert. The culinary traditions of Naples and southern Italy are next on Travel with Rick Steves. And in a bit... Tell us what it's been like for you to travel abroad during the Christmas season. We're at 877-333-7425. And by email, you can reach us at radio@ricksteves.com.